Our federal government is overly surveilling the American people. And we know this because, well, there's endless proof that they're doing so. Something happened the other day. I was at the airport and I noticed that there was a significant amount of signs up that most people probably don't pay attention to. And it was regarding biometrics. Now, ultimately, these signs were from both Border Patrol and they were from TSA. Now, the signs in itself were kind of detailing what the biometrics were and how our government is now taking your biometrics and how they're using it to secure everyone, I guess was kind of their way of posing it. But let's take a listen. What is biometrics? That's how we have to kick this off. Now, I'm going to get very basic and then detail how our government is using it. Now, according to Homeland Security, biometrics are unique physical characteristics, such as, you know, your fingerprints, and they're used to kind of give you a unique recognition so that if they have to ever, they could find you. Now, ultimately, there's different things that they could do with this, of course. They're claiming it's meant to, according to Homeland Security, go after those who are illegally trying to enter into the United States. Now, specifically, what are biometrics? Now, it could be a bunch of different things. It's obviously, your eye, voice recognition, fingerprinting, even facial recognition. Now, that's what I saw when I was at the Dallas airport. I'm going to detail that exactly for you. Facial recognition is being used amongst several airports these days. Hundreds of airports are doing it. And again, folks, I saw it myself, as you just saw there. The first image that you just saw was at TSA. Now, TSA, that was, I believe, West Palm Airport. TSA is now using these facial recognition software to take a photo of you and match it with your ID. Now, we're going to go into this a little bit later, but you don't have to comply, and I'm going to tell you why. But it's not just TSA that's using this. When I was at the Dallas airport, I saw something else. Border Patrol is also using facial recognition software to go after your biometrics and to obtain it while you're boarding planes. Now, that sign right there that's on your screen, I want to go over that because that's very important. Now, it details that they're using biometrics, your facial recognition, to look to make sure that the person who is there is actually matching with their ID. Now, it doesn't make any sense from the angle that, well, how did you get through TSA if you aren't the person in your ID? Why would Border Patrol need this? But that's in itself. Now, interesting enough, I took this photo as I was boarding my flight, but then I saw this, and this image is important. This, according to the camera itself, is called a SIC camera. Now, at first, I was a little suspicious because that camera was the only device that I saw that came after I had gotten towards the front door of my flight. And so I was intrigued by this. What is this SIC camera? Well, I called the company, and although they do say that they are some type of sensor intelligence, they wouldn't tell me. I mean, they told me that they don't do facial recognition, and they kind of downplayed everything on the phone with me. They just claimed that they don't have facial recognition software or technology to do what's being said in that sign that I posted. Just couple of maybe feet away from the entry that I saw, the entry sign. So SIC cameras claims that they don't do facial recognition. So I don't understand what device would be doing the facial recognition when the sign was literally at the front gate. That was my question for SIC. Now, the person on the phone wanted to know all my personal flight details, of course, when I was asking all the questions, like what flight number was I on? What's my name? What stuff that has no relevancy to them, of course, but let's be honest, it probably was somebody trying to get me flagged and report me for just asking basic questions as to why our government is taking your biometrics. And well, you might not really know. Now, I think it's also interesting, folks, that SIC camera was located inside as you're going towards the front door of your flight. I just wanted to make sure that these cameras, these facial recognition cameras, aren't before you hit that sign, so that they don't have these right now at the airport on the ceilings that you have to walk past and you wouldn't have the opportunity to know about it until you see that sign. That makes sense, okay? I wanted to make sure that they are not abusing these powers and that if you do want to decline, that you have the authority to do so, that you didn't just pass a camera prior to getting to that sign and, well, they have it, it's too late. Now, interesting enough, I want to go on to the next one. This was the Border Patrol website. It says it's implementing facial biometrics into the entry process at all international airports. Says that Border Patrol was successfully implementing facial recognition, biometrics, into the entry process of all international airports. They're claiming that this is at 49 airport locations. CBP also says that they're also extending these facial biometrics to 39 seaports. So again, folks, it's not just land, it's also sea. And well, according, and this is the startling number here, folks, they're saying that Border Patrol has scanned the faces of over 490 million travelers. And out of all of those, they claim that they've prevented 1,900 imposters from entering the United States. Seems a little strange. Seems significantly low at the rights and the privacy of over 490 million travelers somehow got less than 1,900 potential, I guess, threats. Doesn't seem right. Seems a little low. But again, folks, it doesn't end there. HHS, in regards to just your privacy and your biometrics being taken, it says that it uses this specifically to, you know, again, folks, do the facial recognition software to protect Americans, they always claim. But again, it says that your data, your personal biometric data is being collected. It's supposed to be deleted, they claim. But ultimately, it will not be used unless specifically authorized or mandated by law. And well, it is. So they're collecting it and they're claiming that it's not going to be used. It's going to be deleted. But they're saying if there's ever a mandate by law that they will turn over that data. And that's HHS. Again, folks, all of this is on the government agency's websites right now. Every government agency that I'm citing, you could go to their website and read through the list of all of the things that they're doing right now. Now, again, it's not just them. If I went to the Border Patrol website, too, to learn more about this. And it says that, again, that they do not, Border Patrol does not store your biometric data for any traveler. Border Patrol retains U.S. citizen photos for no more than 12 hours after going through the verification process. Again, folks, they're saying 12 hours, but how do we know that? How do we know that they're just doing it for 12 hours? Well, I reach out to Border Patrol and I asked specifically these kind of questions. And well, they didn't get back to me. No surprise there, of course. Now, again, folks, you can opt out of all of this. And I want you to know that. So when I passed that sign that was right by the gate, the Border Patrol sign, it did say that you do have an option to opt out. Now, again, U.S. citizens who do not wish to submit a facial photo capture could go through a process to do an alternate. So you could kind of figure it out on your own. But again, this typically involves a manual review of your travel documents. So what does that mean? Well, I had a flight to catch, so I didn't ask. I waited till I got to my next destination, and I did ask an airport employee because I had to board the plane. I couldn't miss it, unfortunately. And I was told that they didn't know either. They had no idea. So again, doesn't stop there. TSA, when you guys walk up to TSA, and I want everyone to know this because I was just at Fort Lauderdale Airport, and they tried to tell me that I couldn't opt out. But then when I pushed back, the TSA agent laughed and said, oh, I'm just joking with you, because I asked for a supervisor. But ultimately, TSA is doing those facial scans as well, but you can opt out of it. You can opt out of it because it is not mandatory. Passengers participating in a TSA biometric technical test is voluntarily. You may notify a TSA officer if you prefer a standard ID check. And what that entails is when you walk up to give over your ID, step to the side so they can't scan your face immediately, hand them your ID and say, I wish to decline my face being, you know, my facial biometrics being taken. And they are supposed to take your ID and do it the old-fashioned way. Look at your ID and see if it matches your face, what they should be doing. Again, because they force all of us to get all these verified documents, these enhanced driver's licenses. So they should be willing to do it. But if they do push back, say again, I know it's not mandatory. I know this is a voluntary program. I am legally entitled to decline. And if they push back again, ask for a supervisor. Those are all within your rights. Now, some of them do have signs within the area so you could see it firsthand. But a lot of them, I didn't see it at all of them. I got to be honest with you. I didn't see it at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Maybe I missed it, but I always keep my eyes out and I always look for these things. And well, obviously the agent wasn't too happy with me at first when I said I did not want to partake in it. But again, folks, they claim that this is all deleted. And if you just take a look at this, so TSA, and this is another interesting, folks, TSA, and this one part of their website that I did gather, TSA sends data to DHS, but they claim that that data is deleted within 24 months. What data specifically? Well, they're not going to tell you all that. So again, I did this, it's probably been about 2 months. 2 months ago, I filed a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act, to get TSA's information regarding their biometrics that they're taking of you and I. What's going on with them? Where are they sending this to? Is there a third party that's involved in all of this? I asked all those questions. And well, first off, they don't respond. They don't want to answer those questions. But they also don't want to respond to my FOIA request. As many of you know, I'm currently suing TSA because, well, in previous filings, FOIA filings, they've decided just not even to answer me. And so we do have a lawsuit actively against TSA. And so if they don't respond to my one regarding the biometrics, let's throw in another lawsuit. Let's keep suing them until they give us the answers. The most transparent administration that they claim to be does not want you knowing what they're doing with your biometric data. It's your data. Don't hand it over because you don't know, number one, if they're collecting it, or number two, what are they going to do with it? You have no idea. We need to push back. Your rights, your privacy is critical. We need to tell the government that it cannot keep continue to surveil American citizens. This is becoming outrageous. They don't need to take your biometrics. What we could be doing is just protecting our border, making sure that people who want to kill us don't come in. But the Biden administration doesn't want to do that. They want to flood us with thousands and thousands of terrorists. So they're looking to do just that, flood our country with terrorists while taking away your rights, your privacy. So push back. Know that you could opt out. Share this video with your friends and family so that they know their rights. And if you have any question on anything in this video, first off, you could shoot it over to me. You know, I'm widely available through emails, through Twitter, or just go to the government websites themselves. All the information is publicly available. It doesn't take much digging, folks. Our government is bragging about taking your privacy away from you. They don't think that you have rights. So make sure you defend them. Mother's Day is just 6 days away. And well, you guys, if you haven't gotten your either wife or your mom a gift, listen here. I've got the perfect plan for you. And it's a great, great, great deal. Okay. Givaderm. It's what I'm using these days. It's completely cleared up my skin. I'm no longer having these painful blister pimples on my face because I've gone all natural with the good ladies over at Givaderm. It's incredible. My favorite product, of course, is their five-step solution. It's called the Facial Edition. It comes with five steps that honestly only takes about maybe 2 to 3 minutes a day to go through. That's all together. It's incredibly easy to do. It's amazing. It smells so good. Your skin instantly feels so much better, of course. And well, the lady in your life's really going to like this one. So let's just talk about this. This five-step system, super easy to use. It's on sale right now. I've got to tell you about that because right now you're getting a sale price, but because the good ladies over at Givaderm love, well, they're big fans of our show, obviously. They've decided to extend this offer. Not only are you going to get the sale price, but you're also going to get 10% off when you use promo code Brianna. That's Breanna. When you use that at checkout, you're going to get 10% off, but they're not stopping there. Until May 12th, you guys will actually get a free mask. Yes, this mask, this Tighten Your Assets mask, I gotta tell you folks, it's $50 normally. You get it for free, which they've never done this before. It's just exclusively for Mother's Day and exclusively for our audience. So you've gotta give this a shot. It's one of my favorite things that they have, honestly. So head over right now to giveaderm.com. Use the promo code Brianna, that's Breanna. And then you could also add on the promo code MOM, that's MOM, to secure that free mask. And well, folks, you're not going to regret it. I'm telling you, your mom or your wife, they are going to love this. But make sure you do it right now because Mother's Day is less than 6 days away now. And well, if you're late, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So again, folks, it's giveaderm.com. And make sure you use promo code Brianna to secure 10% off, as well as MOM to get that free mask. It's a limited edition. They've never done this offer before. So go over there now and take full advantage. Givaderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to also improve your under eye a little bit, I've got to recommend this one for you too. It's also on Givaderm's website right now. It is the eye cream. It's incredible. I use this under my eyes as well at nighttime. I love it. You don't put that much. Literally a very, very small amount will do a lot. So that little amount got both of my eyes
and it's incredible. I definitely noticed the dark circles under my eyes have significantly gotten lighter, which is super important. And the creases as well, between this and the five step system that I use, it's been incredible for my skin. So I highly recommend, if you're gonna get the 5-step system, definitely add this one on. It's a great one. It's the eye cream, and it's another one that I highly recommend. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Givaderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.